with me on the phone this morning. We were chatting and we haven't talked in years, and I'm so glad to be talking to you this morning. Shantaya, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Christy?
I'm good, thanks. It has been such a long time since we've seen each other in person or talked. And I mean, my goodness, even a global pandemic doesn't slow you down. You've released, what, how many songs in the last, like, year even?
I've definitely lost count.
Yeah.
I kind of took the opportunity. I lost my job in COVID, too, as an educational assistant back home. And I just sort of took the opportunity to, like, get my visa paperwork in order, come down to Nashville, and go full tilt in the music. So
awesome.
I just saw the opening.
Mm-hmm. And you had to take it, hey?
I had to. I mean, what are you going to do?
Exactly.
Sit around and, you know, do nothing?
No, you're not. You're going to put music out for the whole world to feel better about being stuck at home with.
Exactly.
So your latest single is called Know You, and that just came out, like, what? 4 days ago?
Yeah, it hasn't even been a week yet. It's literally blowing my mind with the response so far.
I mean, you're added to all these playlists already on Spotify and Apple. It's awesome.
Yeah, I've actually never been on an Apple Music playlist before, and this is the first time for me. 2 playlists on Apple and Spotify keeps blowing my mind. I keep looking back, and it's like a new one, Fresh Finds, and like all this stuff, just seeing that growth per song is just so cool to me, because like all these songs are my babies, right?
Yeah.
So it's so cool.
That is, it's awesome. And we're so, so happy and so proud of you. And I wanted to ask you about Ashes on the Bar, because you team up not only with a good friend, but I'm pretty sure you guys are related too, aren't you, Shantaya?
Yeah, he's my first cousin.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm like, Brody and Shantaya, I'm positive they're related. Tell us about that song. How is it working with your cousin, Brody Siebert?
So crazy. It was so funny because he gave me a call a few months back when they were kind of getting into pre-production of the song.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, he was going to record it by himself, and his producer, Jeff Johnson, was like, I really think we should get a female vocal on this. I think it'd be a great duet. And before Brody could even say anything, he's like, I've been thinking about like some Saskatchewan artists that have been doing really well, and I thought of Shantaya, and like Jeff didn't even know Brody and I were related, and
nice.
Brody just started laughing, and he was like, that's my cousin.
That's awesome. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it happened.
Yeah, right. Well, that's got to be fun. Extra perk is you get to hang out with family while you're working on something like that, hey?
Exactly. It was such a fun summer, honestly, because we drove out to Kelowna for a cousin's wedding to sing at his wedding, and then we stopped in at Jeff's studio, and Brody recorded his vocal, and I recorded my vocal in Nashville beforehand, so we kind of like get everything done before, you know, the CCMAs hit. So it was just like a whirlwind. We kind of just hurry up, kind of like got it done, and it was so much fun to get to collab with Brody on that.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I'm excited, and I know you're super busy, so we'll cut to the chase here. The reason we're chatting this morning, we get a chance to talk, is because you're coming back home this summer for a pretty big festival.
Yeah, I'm so excited when I got the message, just because coming back home to play, especially full band, is like the most exciting thing. So when Jeanette reached out about Country at July 8th with Petrick, I was so stoked. So I'm so excited to be back in Saskatchewan.
Oh, I can't wait. Now, tickets go on sale this morning. So countryatthecreek.com for everybody who wants information on that. But you said you are on the bill on Saturday, the 8th?
Yes, July 8th.
Perfect.
I'm so excited.
Can't wait for it. And we'll hold the good weather for you. You must be used to the Nashville climate by now, hey?
I definitely am, but I love coming back for a dry heat summer in Saskatchewan, because it gets so humid here.
It does, doesn't it? You know, come and relax in the Saskatchewan heat. Well, Shantaya, we are just pumped. Can't wait to see you and get a chance to hear all the... Is it going to be new stuff, old stuff? You're going to mix them together? What do you got planned? Or have you thought that far ahead?
We're going to mix them together for sure, but I have a new album coming out soon, too, so there's going to be some... A lot of that stuff on the set as well.
I love the name of your new album. Exes and Friends is the name of the album, right? And it's dropping next month?
Yeah, next month. That's actually crazy, because I actually haven't like announced that yet. So like your listeners are
Getting
a little sneak peek.
Did I just step on toes, Shantaya?
No, I love you, Christy. You could never step on my toes.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. No, I love that name. How did that name come to be?
It is the title track. So,
okay.
It's actually going to be a concept album. So I want to like make sure we can chat again so that I can dive more
okay.
into that. But
got
I'm
it.
So excited. I love the album title as well. So, so excited.
So that'll be a conversation we'll schedule for another date then.
Yeah, very okay. soon. We won't have to wait years again to talk.
Exactly, right? Oh, awesome. Shantan, thank you again so much for chatting, and we can't wait to see you up here, Country at the Creek, July 6th through 8th, and the 8th is the night you're on stage.
Yes, we'll see you there. I can't wait.